Hello, I'm Dr. Scott Wattier.
And I'm Tommy Welling, and you're listening to the Fasting for Life podcast.
This podcast is about using fasting as a tool to regain your health, achieve ultimate wellness, and live the life you truly deserve.
Each episode is a short conversation on a single topic with immediate actionable steps. We cover everything from fat loss and health and wellness to the science of lifestyle design.
We started Fasting for Life because of how fasting has transformed our lives, and we hope to share the tools that we have learned along the way. Hey everyone, welcome to the Fasting for Life podcast. My name is Dr. Scott Wattier. I'm here as always with my good friend and colleague, Tommy Welling. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Doing awesome. We're going to get nerdy today on this episode. I'm excited. This study that we're going to be reviewing is absolutely incredible. Really cool stuff. Can't wait to share. And, you know, as always, we will try to give you some actionable things and takeaways that you guys can do to put fasting into your day-to-day life. If you are new to the podcast, feel free to go back and listen to the original few episodes. It'll tell you a little bit more about who Tommy and I are and kind of why we are, why we're here and why we are going over, you know, research and real life applications and the benefits and the weight loss and all of these things that are taken into account when it comes to fasting and fasting protocols. So we're very grateful for each of one of you that are listening. And today's episode, Tommy, I think has some really cool takeaways.
Yeah, I think so too, because when we start to get into, you know, the shiny object is it usually starts with weight and weight loss. And as we start to get away from that and we're able to talk about, you know, the regeneration that can happen, that's induced by fasting and some of the cellular, just amazing things, that happen within the body, that start getting induced through different fasting protocols. That's where possibilities really start to open up, and we can start to anchor on to some really cool reasons why, even if you're at a good, healthy weight, you still may be very interested to use fasting protocols.
Yeah, fasting has, it's no longer a word that should be whispered. You know, it's become mainstream. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are doing it, but much like information out there in any field, you can get crisscrossed in multiple different directions of conflicting information and, you know, really getting stuck to a point where like, okay, well, what do I do? Mm-hmm. Like, what should I just simp little me over here, you know, sitting on the side of the Zoom, like what listening as you're driving or walking the dog, like what should I do, you know, to get the best benefit? And is fasting something, you know, that I can see myself doing as part of my lifestyle to gain health? And today, what we're going to talk about is some cool stuff in terms of memory and longevity and all these other things. But yeah, there's so much additional benefit for me. I mean, that's why we're here. Like fasting gave us our lives back. We were going down the path of sickness and fatigue and, you know, blood work numbers being out of whack and not having the energy to like take care of our kids. Like we were figuring out where we could, I mean, yes, we took care of our kids, but figuring out where we could sneak the nap in. Right.
Right. Right. Lifestyle, you know, wrenches being thrown into everyday life.
Yeah. So I love these conversations where we kind of move out of the diet and weight loss convo, right? Like five steps to get back on track, how you know, to change the mindset of how not to always be starting the next lifestyle change, AKA diet on Monday, because the wheels fell off on Thursday. Like those conversations are cool. But I think for today, we have two main outcomes that we're going to talk through of why, you know, this just reinforces our belief that fasting is something that, you know, almost everybody should be using outside of the small subsets of like if you're pregnant or breastfeeding or have a medical condition, right? But like for the majority of people, fasting can be a huge benefit. So jumping right into the science-y stuff, this was an article out of the Journal of Molecular Psychiatry, and there are a few road mines in this title. So this is out, published in May of 2021. And it's intermittent fasting enhances long-term memory consolidation, adult hippocampal neurogenesis, and expression of longevity gene Clotho. So, wow. Yeah, excuse me. Bless me. We're going to break this down. And I mean, this one really gets in the weeds, right? And the cool thing is that it looks at one of the most common fasting styles, techniques, you know, whatever you want to call it, where if you're new to fasting, the whole concept of a fasting window is when you are not eating, right? You're not consuming anything that is going to spike insulin, start your body to initiate the digestive process, anything that really has calories in it, et cetera.
Right.
You can go back and listen to some of the other episodes about how what we think breaks a fast, and there's different types of fast, and we compare the different windows. But there's a fasting window where you're not ingesting anything, and then there's a window where you are, a feeding window or an eating window. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting in this article because it looks at one of the more common used ones out there, which is called ADF or alternate day fasting, compared to a small caloric restriction, which is your standard low and slow, eat less, move more type protocol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And the alternate day fasting, typically we see that defined as something along the lines of eating your quote unquote normal amount, your normal maintenance number of calories one day, and then the next day either eating anywhere from zero up to maybe around 500 calories or so. That's usually how we see it defined. In this article, in particular, they were doing an alternate day fasting, but it wasn't even to that magnitude because they ended up with a 10% reduction in calories each week, which meant that basically one day they were eating 100% of the calories that they needed, and then the next day they were eating roughly about 80 or so percent of how many calories that they needed, not down to like the 25% level. But what I really liked about this, about even just seeing this article, what made me excited about it was enhancing long-term memory consolidation. Like that's a big deal, especially with each year that we get older, and just the power that happens in there. If we can protect the cells of the brain, and if we can enhance long-term memory, that's usually a main marker of neurodegeneration and things that just kind of decrease our quality of life as we get into our older years.
Yeah, I want to unpack a couple things there. For clarity, the study was really pretty simple. We're talking about caloric restriction and alternate day fasting, and you know, really just trying to, you know, as we like to say, land the plane, right? So there were three different groups. Now, this is an animal study as well, so it's not exactly transferable to human studies. But the cool thing is that this study talks about in the discussion multiple other studies that look at different levels of calorie restriction, different fasting schedules. But there really is no true apples to apples. And there's restrictions, and they go through all of that due to gene expressions and the different genomes mm-hmm. between, you know, the mice and humans and all that. But
right.
the takeaways aren't really going to change based on the specificity of what, you know, their outcome was. And the three groups, there was one group, 25 mice that ate a control. There was a group of 25 mice that had a 10% reduction. So let's say if it was 2000 calories, they were eating 1800. And then the third group did alternate day, which means they ate one day, didn't have any intake the next day. And at the end of the week, it ended up being a 10% reduction of the total intake. So it was mm-hmm. cool because those two numbers match. So you're really comparing the amount of intake being the same. You're just having it, which is the essence of fasting, in a time-restricted window.
Yeah.
So you're literally just taking food out of the equation for short periods of time, and then the additional benefits, like you just mentioned, start to show up. And that's what I love about this study, is that it was very specific about, you know, because there are studies out there that show calorie restriction can have effect on memory and cognition.
Mm-hmm.
But this one specifically was about long-term memory. And there was some mention in the discussion as well about the benefits of IF, eating intermittent fasting, or the ADF protocol used, compared to the calorie restriction group, in terms of the prevention of Alzheimer's, which, if you guys don't know, has been now labeled as diabetes mellitus type 3. So it is a blood sugar related issue that shows up, you know, late in the later decades of life when you're having, you know, blood sugar related problems through your 40s, 50s, and 60s, boom, show up in your 70s, increased prevalence of Alzheimer's. So this ability to, like, you know, think about the brain, right? We've got it from the memory standpoint, Tommy. But the other cool thing about this was the hippocampus neurogenesis, which is literally like the regrowth of brain cells. Like your body has this incredible ability to heal. And, you know, that's where I feel the takeaway for this for me was like, yeah, if you want to get, you know, not end up in that category, you know, with, I mean, 3 out of my 4 grandparents ended up with some form of dementia or Alzheimer's.
Right.
So I don't know if you want to take that as a familial connection, right? But like, I don't want to end up there. So yeah, I came to fasting and found fasting for weight loss, but wait a minute, I'm going to get this additional benefit from putting some time in between my meals and maybe doing, you know, a different, playing around with different fasting schedules. I'm going to get this additional benefit. That's just incredible.
Hey everyone, I want to tell you about an incredible company called Air Doctor Pro. You can go to airdoctorpro.com, use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE to receive up to $300 off one of their amazing air filters. By supporting them, you're supporting us and the show. I want to tell you an incredible testimony. We now know that the indoor air is 2 to 5, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted than the outdoor air, according to the EPA. And my son has been struggling with sleep. He hasn't slept. He's over 2 years old. He hadn't slept through the night his entire life. My wife and I had done everything. We could not figure it out. We put an Air Doctor Pro in his room, and I am not kidding. The first night he slept through the night. Up, he went over 30 nights in a row for the first time ever, sleeping through the night. We don't know what it did or what was in the air because we've had our house tested. But whatever it's doing is allowing him to rest and sleep peacefully for the first time. And for that, it is absolutely priceless. Air Doctor Pro comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. Minus shipping, head to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE to receive up to $300 off any of their air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in the special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note that just what you said about the calories were being matched, and the fact that that just changing the timing of that intake led to 25 to 30% better long term memory retention, you know, in these animal models. I mean, it's incredible just to not have to, you know, restrict any particular foods, not have to cut down on the overall, you know, actual intake of foods, but just to change that around and just to control the timing a little bit better in some simple ways. I think that was just so cool.
As we like to say, keep the main thing, right? If you're putting fasting into your life and it hasn't worked or you're not seeing the results, you know, we always talk like the scale can be your own worst enemy in these things, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, just taking it one level of importance farther for me, you know, that in this study, they talk about the Clotho gene, which is the longevity gene. So not just increased memory, decreased chance of, you know, Alzheimer's, the additional benefits on the brain, potential for regrowth. I'm thinking like, okay, well, if I truly want to be, you know, happy and healthy into my air quotes retirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to retire, but like, and I want to be around for my grandkids. I want to be happy and healthy. Like the ability to know that I'm stimulating a genetic response, because you'll hear this like, oh, you know, a lot of people that come to us will say, I'm just, you know, diabetes runs in my family, or heart disease runs in my family, or, you know, these things. So there's this fear that comes along with, you know, I'm kind of destined by my genes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like knowing that you have control to change that outcome, where, you know, your genes are just like a loaded gun, right? So you have the ability, the environmental effect on that gene. So the entire field of epigenetics is the environmental effect on the gene. And they found that that's the majority of where disease and, you know, overall, you know, health comes from, is that it's the environmental effect, the lifestyle decisions, you know, the choices we make when it comes to food and stress and sleep and all that stuff aggregated mm-hmm. over an entire lifespan. The cool thing with this is that literally the Clotho gene has been shown to be the longevity gene, and it is upregulated in using fasting protocols.
Yeah. And the study actually saw between a 30 to a 380% increase in the concentration, in the actual regulation of the gene. So when more of the gene is being transcribed, that leads to more neuroblasts, more of the actual brain stem cells being found in the area, more creation of actual new hippocampal neuronal cells. These are the ones that actually give us our long-term memory consolidation. And like, this is amazing. Like this is a way to induce a treatment that people would, you know, would find themselves just, you know, really looking for and trying to go through, you know, means that may not even that may feel like science fiction, you know, to actually like reverse time within the brain. Like this is a powerful, induction of events in the brain that's very, very difficult to do. And just to find that, that changing the timing of the actual, you know, calorie ingestion can trigger this is incredible.
The last science thing I want to say here is something that we talk about when we talk about the additional benefits or the physiology of fasting outside of weight loss, right? So there's something called BDNF, right? Brain-derived neurotrophic factors. And these have been shown, you know, through the IF that was studied in this article, that they enhance the synaptic plasticity. Plasticity means your brain's ability to like change and regrow. So there's an upregulation or an increase in the BDNF, and the BDNF is directly tied to memory. So, and the absence of a pathology like an Alzheimer's, which are those plaques on the brain. So, I could just keep going, but like, okay, so you want to lose weight, you start fasting, you see some great changes, you start feeling a little bit better. Yeah. You know, your clothes fit a little bit better, and then you hit a plateau and you're like, ah, man, I guess this fasting isn't really working. It's right. Okay. Well, this gives you something else to anchor to for that overall or underlying, like, why are you fasting? Well, yeah, we all want to lose. Not all of us, but most people out there, 75% of the population is overweight. They could lose some weight, but now we're talking about taking that one step farther and not just making fasting the next diet trend or the next fad, but actually making it a long-term lifestyle.
Yeah. You know, and I remember when I first started really getting serious about my fasting, and then when the brain fog started to lift and like how incredible that felt right there. And then now just looking at this article going, I wonder if I was actually feeling some of these things happening where you have this upregulation, you have this better long-term memory consolidation, you have, you know, actual neuronal stem cells, increasing in concentration, far beyond, you know, what they normally would have been. Like that could have actually been the feeling of those things. So it's incredible. And I just love the encouragement for how the effects of fasting can be, you know, way outside of the scale and outside of the waistline.
Yeah. So in the spirit of giving some real life actionable things of like, okay, you're sitting here listening, this is the first episode you've listened to. No, they're not all like this, right? They're not all, mouth jargon, of words, right? Like the ones I tried not to stumble through in the introduction, reading intermittent fasting enhances long-term memory consolidation, adult hippocampal neurogenesis and expression of longevity gene Clotho. like, what does this mean for you and how can we apply it? So, I think simply it just reinforces my belief that, you know, fasting has been a godsend to me and it's really turned my life around. Mm-hmm. And knowing that, you know, this stuff is in my family history, it just gives me more fuel to put on the fire of like, okay, yeah, this is something I can see myself sticking with long term.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if you're just getting started, there's two ways to take what we learned from this article and put it into actual day-to-day life. So, you know, an alternate day fasting protocol is a really easy thing to kind of get on board with. That's where a lot of people start. And, you know, another place where a lot of people start will be more of like a one meal a day, something that's simple. You don't have to cycle through it every other day, but you can kind of get on the same track and repeat it every single day. So if you're just getting started, go to the website, thefastingforlife.com, download the Fast Start Guide. The Fast Start Guide is going to give you six simple steps to put one meal a day or OMAD fasting into your day-to-day life. And that's a really cool place to start.
Yeah. And if you've been fasting and you've been doing IF and you're like, okay, I think I want to, you know, I think I want to go to the next level, or, you know, maybe I'm not seeing the results that I was hoping for. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. OMAD. Absolutely. That's really what's been a game changer for me in terms of maintaining the weight loss. And it just makes my life simpler. So many additional benefits, like you said, Tommy, go to the website, thefastingforlife.com, download the Fast Start Guide. If you have, as always, you know, when we first started the pod, we wanted to make sure that we're, you know, keeping it conversational and actionable. So great place to start. If you have questions, you can always send us an email at info@thefastingforlife.com, info@thefastingforlife.com. Tommy, as always, thank you, sir. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you. So, you've heard today's episode, and you may be wondering, where do I start? Head on over to thefastingforlife.com and sign up for our newsletter, where you'll receive fasting tips and strategies to maximize results and fit fasting into your day-to-day life.
While you're there, download your free Fast Start Guide to get started today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Fasting for Life.